comfort. We can travel land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kikisaki, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
If you like radio that painstakingly stitches together seemingly unlike music in delightfully unpredictable ways, then check out WGXC's Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, just after the new news. You'll hear underheard and overlooked music, ancient to future, from every corner of the Omniverse. That's Overlooked on 90.7 WGXC.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dr. Stephen D. Brown of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
In Gaza, playing the beautiful game amid slaughter. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Israel struck just outside a school in Gaza Tuesday, killing at least 29 people sheltering there and injuring dozens more. The moment the bomb exploded was captured on video by someone recording a youth soccer game in the Al-Auda school courtyard. The soccer ball was midair when the bomb exploded. The New York Times, using Reuters footage, identified the munition as a 250-pound GBU-39 guided bomb manufactured by Boeing and supplied by the United States. The video, broadcast by Al Jazeera, captured the chaos following the explosion and the carnage outside the school, with dead bodies and injured people bleeding on the ground, unattended amidst the rubble. Attack survivor Asma Khudeh recounted the horror.
We were sitting safely in the afternoon, somewhat settled. Suddenly, a missile was fired. I'm not sure what kind of missile, F-16 or not, Apache. The schools were overcrowded with people and the street was full too. Suddenly a missile hit and destroyed the whole place. There were bodies and body parts. Bodies flew. Body parts flew in the air. I don't know how to describe it. I can't.
In addition to those at the soccer game, many others were reportedly clustered around a Wi-Fi hotspot accessing the internet, seeking connection to the outside world while trapped in the besieged ghetto of Gaza. They were annihilated. The Al-Auda school massacre, as it's become known, occurred as Israel's assault on Gaza enters its 10th month, and almost 10 years to the day since four young boys in Gaza were killed by an Israeli bomb while they played soccer on the beach on July 16, 2014. Tyler Hicks, a Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist with the New York Times, witnessed that attack. He described it, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
My hotel room overlooks the beach. I have a perfect view of that area that was actually hit yesterday. I've been out working for most of the day. This happened in the late afternoon, and I just heard a loud explosion, a big crack right outside the window. I immediately looked outside with my my driver was here with me, and I could see this part of the port, this jetty that goes out into the water. Just outside my window with a small structure, really just like a little shack that had just been hit by a bomb. And at that time, I could just see one child running away from that onto the into the open sand. I knew that, you know, there was a strong possibility that there would be injuries or even deaths because of this. And I quickly started to grab my cameras, my protective flak jacket, when another second explosion happened outside about 30 seconds after the first one. When I looked back out, that very boy that I had seen running was then lifeless, killed on the beach in the open, and along with three other boys who were playing with them.
Ayman Mohyeldin, today an MSNBC anchor, also witnessed the killing of the boys. He said he'd been kicking a soccer ball with them just moments before. NBC responded to Ayman's compelling reporting on the attack by pulling him out of Gaza. In May, Gaza native Bater al-Saharna published an essay on the website The International Platform on Sport and Development about the importance in Gaza of soccer, or football, as it's known everywhere outside the United States. Quote, "For Gaza's young and old, football is more than just a game. It has long been a beacon of unity, peace, and hope for thousands of people in Gaza, transcending the protracted struggles we face. Just like fans around the world, we're dedicated followers of the most beautiful game, cheering on our favorite teams and players," Barret wrote. He invoked the phrase, "the beautiful game," popularized by the late great Brazilian soccer legend Pelé. Quote, "Playing football was not merely a pastime, but a lifeline for thousands of youth, providing solace amidst chaos, friendships and loneliness, relief in the face of anxiety, and always a goal to look forward to. Football was an interlude to the pain, a brief distraction from the sounds of bombardment stuck in our heads from previous wars," he wrote. Half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million Palestinians is under the age of 18. Those born in 2006 or after have lived their entire lives under Israel's brutal siege of Gaza, described as the world's largest open-air prison. While the World Court deliberates on South Africa's charge that Israel's perpetrating a genocide in Gaza, those million or so children trapped under Israel's constant bombardment need food, water, education, and yes, the recreation and community afforded by activities like soccer. Most of them have known only scarcity, occupation, and war throughout their short lives. This week, as Gaza ceasefire talks drag on in Doha, Qatar, Israel ordered the complete evacuation of Gaza City, which Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem called, quote, "absolute madness," adding, quote, "based on Israel's actions, it appears that it intends to continue fighting indefinitely, sowing destruction and killing masses of people for the foreseeable future," unquote. As the Olympic torch arrives in Paris later this month to open the Summer Games, let's remember the flames outside the soccer pitch at the Al-Auda school in Khan Yunis and the children playing the beautiful game in Gaza amidst the ugliness of war. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather. Saturday, more rain, high of 88 at 4 p.m. Looks like the precip comes to an end by dark and we see a muggy low of 68 degrees overnight. Sunday, we'll have a foggy morning, sunny skies, humid air, and a high of 91 at 4 p.m. Monday, high of 90 with a rainy afternoon.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Sometimes I remember his voice and sometimes I don't.
Then again, I think.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I'll get up and get up once more and it would all be a dream.
I just kept hoping. Არჩევნებში მონაწილეობს დიდი მაჟორიტარი ვინმეა?
აუ, და პროსტა რა, მართალი რა, ბიჭებო რა.
ყზო გოიმი არ არის?
რატომ არ დამირეკე?
We'll be right back.
Christmas.
Divine, 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 divine
That is coming at us through the clouds, but everything has turned grey and it is getting very dark indeed, and it's very much like the atmosphere before a storm. The sea is perfectly still and calm.
It was just all dark for about a minute. It was amazing.
Almighty be upon you. This day and forevermore. Amen.
The drop in the light metal was kind of amazing. More than I've ever known before. And the rise of the game.
Just about everyone wonders. What happens to people after they die?
The cancer of cold, not as cold as we can remember it, or as black, is still very cold.
The soul of a dead person lives on, either on earth or in heaven. Finally, death is a mystery we cannot fully understand.
It's a strange, weird experience. One that I've walked away.
No one has come back to tell us what it is like.
39715. 39715.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
2. 2. 2.
2.
2.
2.
2.
2.
2.
2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Eight.
amount of There is no longer disputing the fact that the voices exist, objectively obtained.
Many questions still remain.
Their origin is still up
as to where they are actually from there. After the voices
are clear and dramatic.
It should also be noted.
There's going to be some type of collective vision.
These samples have been altered or tampered with in any way.
Thousands of voices.
In addition, a lot of people will be receiving a flash.
Other than to master the recordings for this CD.
Many purporting for the voices of the dead.
And
go out there and resonate.
You want to resonate?
Yeah, we always resonate.
Yeah, me too.
Many questions still remain as to whether they are streaming radio or other transmissions.
The voice
Bedenke, ich bin. Ich bin. Bedenke, ich bin.
You know, when you first began talking about this, people stopped.
Let me make it as short and painless as possible. Everything that exists is a pattern of information. Is in the form of information patterns. Each of these patterns is unique for every person, every place, every thing, and every circumstance.
Well, that certainly all makes sense. Now, I know it's touchy, and then it's hard for you to talk about a lot of that. Probably you should talk about some of it. But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden. Everywhere.
That the earth is not a life.
We're getting something connected with the sun, and I mean it.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
2 years ago, we began to talk about this, but now I really need it.
Thank you.